Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our show. Good evening, John. Are you there?
I'm opening up beer. I'm opening up a freaking beer.
Oh, man. I almost didn't get it on here. I was scrambling around
what?
When I tried to find
you, No. You see, never say yeah. Stuff like that, dude.
Oh, man. It was crashing on me left and right, but I made it. By the hair of my chinny chin chin, we are here.
And he does have more hair as chinny chin chin, not being able to eat red meat. But that's who am I to say?
Who are you to say? Welcome to the Grain Ideas Radio Show. It has been 2 months.
A long fucking time.
2 months since we were on the show. And,
2 months? Are you serious? Wow.
We're on with February the 12th. I'm sorry, January
Holy
12th.
Shit.
So it's been two months.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's crazy.
I know. What are you going to do? Well,
whew, man, I'm talking about life speeding up. This is crazy.
Hey, get this. This is our 7.5 year anniversary show. It was 7.5 years ago, almost to the day, that I started this crazy radio show, and it's been through a lot of changes. And you and I have been together.
You're talking about your show, not the Deaf Conversations thing.
No, but I mean, when I started this whole crap with the radio, it started 7.5 years ago. And then what did you start the Deaf Con show, what, about four or five years ago?
Well, I was actually the first time I was a guest on your show, and then all of a sudden you gave me my own. I remember the – oh, my God, I think it was the first show. we actually had plans, but I went out to dinner with my wife and my parents in Morristown, New Jersey, to the Dublin pub in Morristown for really good steaks. And I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I got my own little show thing going on. So I got Smoke from Colorado, and I had him on. And, oh, my God, I had to get up from the table because it was loud in the restaurant. And actually, I did the first Deaf Conversation show from Maggie's truck out front of the restaurant.
Yeah, I think I actually did one of my first shows I did inside of the RV. I was traveling across country, and I did a show out of the RV, and I've done it outside. I've done it in my car. We've had some interesting adventures on this show. But
I remember we did the one show. We're coming back from the New York Hot Sauce Expo. That was a couple of years ago. Coming back. Man, we're shot drunk. We're like punch drunk. We're everything drunk. We're like, what the hell happened drunk? And we're coming home. We're stuck in. We just got to the goddamn Holland Tunnel after waiting for a couple hours, and the show's got to start. We're still on our way to Wendy's. That was a funny ass show because I only had half of my brain working. The other half was dead and drunk. Because of 30,000 people in one weekend.
That's no different than any other time we do this show. Half your brain's working, maybe less than half.
Well, you wouldn't want to see the other half come into play because you'd get outsourced.
That's probably true. So in September, it'll be 8 years we've been doing this crazy stuff. So thank you for those people who still listen. And, you know, here's the funny part. We were gone for 2 months, John. But we had tons of listeners to our replays. I mean, we didn't miss a beat for 2 months. We weren't even on live, but our numbers stayed right up there pretty steady. So people are actually listening to the old shows, which is kind of cool. You can
because we're like a Sanford, we're like a Sanford and Son. We're like a Sanford and Son of food.
All right, enough about us. But now let's talk about you.
You be Fred. I'll be Lamont. How about that? You're Fred, I'm Lamont.
This is a big, what was their name, Elizabeth? This is the big one, Elizabeth.
I'm coming, Elizabeth! I'm coming!
I'm coming, Elizabeth. That's right, you're the big dummy. I forgot about that. You are Lamont.
Yeah, I'm dummy. You're a big dummy. But I got the cool clothes. I got the 30-foot, the 30-foot collars, man. I got the cool shit going. I got the polyester suits.
Oh, by the way, our guest will be on in about 22 minutes. That's Bridget Purdy. She's a blues singer who's been on our show multiple times. She's got a new single that she's come out with called Blues Collar Woman. She's coming on to
introduce the sweetheart.
Singer. She is. So she's coming on in about 20 minutes. But in the meantime, what have you been
doing? What's that? You got a rabbit raccoon?
It's a damn dog. Hey, it's unplanned, unrehearsed, and we never know what's going to happen.
No, we don't.
What have you been?
Are we taking calls tonight?
No, we're not. I don't think we're taking calls because we got a guest and when we get to the food news part, we can take calls. But I got to wait for her to come on and do her thing first. Then we'll take calls, maybe.
Wait. You say women first? Is that where you're going with this? You're trying to be a man finally?
Okay. I guess.
Right.
Are you gonna let me give you a shot to do talk about DEF CON sauces, or are you gonna keep rambling along?
Well, I'm waiting for the music.
All right, tell us about DEF CON sauces.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of shit going on, folks. We've got all new bottles, all new labels. Frank has pulled through with the labels with flying colors. Okay, we've also the meat. My meat is back in stock. You can buy my meat. We've got the jerky, and we've got the hot sticks. Both are my meat. And the jerky is really, really good, and the hot sticks are very, very hot. But anyway, yeah, we're having a 10% off sale just to kind of launch the labels and new bottling, and we've got some really good savings on the meat. Hey, a pack of the Grim Sticks and a pack of the jerky for $10, that's not bad. Anyway, April 13th and 14th, NYC Hot Sauce Expo. Yes, I said it. And that is the show of shows, if you can make it. We are psyched. This will be our seventh year in a row doing this freaking crazy show. And on Sunday at 3 o'clock, April 14th, we will be doing at the show on the stage of doom the DEF CON Wing Eating Death Match. You can watch all your favorite people puke on the people in the audience. It's fantastic to watch, and every once in a while, somebody will shit themselves. It's great fun. Bring the family.
Hey, I checked with my publicist and my managers, and I can't make it to the New York Hot Sauce Show.
What are those words? You suck? Yeah, those are the words.
Yeah, I'm in Amarillo the whole week before, and I don't get back till like midnight on Friday, and I'll be damned if I'm driving up to New York after being in Texas.
No. Oh, suck it up, Buttercup. Get in the car and drive north.
Nah. My dog.
Mr. South of the Manson Nixon line. Come on.
Nah, I gotta come home, check out my dogs. They'll miss me.
I gotta check out the dogs. I gotta wipe my ass because it's a long flight, and I gotta do stuff, and then I gotta get on the defibrillator, and then I do my breather at night because I got the carpal tunnel thing in my throat. Oh, please.
Speaking of carpal tunnel in my throat.
Oh no.
Kind of close. Did you see where I posted on Facebook where I sneezed and blew a muscle in my back last week?
No, but you're a very exciting person to hang out with. We have yet to do beers. I want to see you personally explode on stage. That'd be awesome. But I can only do it once. Yeah, but it was really, really good.
No, I actually was laying on the couch. I was laying on the couch watching a movie, and I was sick last week. And I actually was coughing.
That's been since birth.
No, and it was a giant sneeze that really did it. And I've actually pulled a muscle in my back from sneezing. I mean, I wish I could tell you that I was picking up a tractor out of the ditch, but no, how did you hurt your back? I sneezed.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good story for the Waffle House there, Irwin. Oh, my God.
And let's see what else. You've seen me on Facebook.
You blew a muscle in your back by sneezing.
Hey, boy, it gets even worse.
I blew a blood vessel in my eye because I had the shits. I swear to God, I got schmeck on the schmutz. Oh, you should have seen the schmear. Oh, God. Oh.
Today, I actually stepped over one of my dogs today, and I twisted my knee. So does this mean I'm falling apart and I'm turning old?
No, that means you should not sneeze and sneeze and always step on your dog.
It's sad.
Watch the dog's back go out, not yours. Look at him go.
Next week I won't be here because I'm leaving for Tampa, Florida. And so we're not going to have a show unless you want to have the show next weekend. I can't have the show next week because I've got
Saturday nights are they're kind of iffy because I'm iffy on Saturday nights. But hey, it could happen. It could be a very exciting show, actually.
Yeah, I guess it could. Well, now that we have no schedule, which I like this because I don't feel the pressure of having to do it at exact time. So I like this.
Right.
We can do it whenever we want to do it. Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we did 8 o'clock tonight because we ran that sale on the website, and we got a shit ton of orders. And what's nice was Maggie thought the show was at 9, but it was at 8. And so she goes, okay, well, I'll take all the boxes over to FedEx before they close because they close at 9. Thank you for 8 o'clock. I win.
You win.
I win.
There's
a lot of boxes that are packed up right now being delivered to FedEx by my lovely wife, and then she goes swimming. So, hey, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, you're a wonderful husband.
I am.
Duty call.
I'm the best.
You can't help it.
I'll be in the toilet. But no.
Actually, that's where I was just before the show. If you want to get down to the truth of the matter, that's why I almost screwed up.
You took a shit and blew out your knee, right?
Yes, basically.
Nice.
54-242-5272. Now, our guest will be joining us in 15 minutes, but I guess I can take some calls prior to that. And
yeah,
well,
we can take a food news break, because after 2 months, you probably get a whole bunch of bullshit on the food news.
No, actually, you know what? I didn't do a whole lot because...
You're killing me.
I
blew out my D taking a shit. You should have seen the size of it. It stuck.
It was like an anaconda.
It was like I stood up and the head was just sliding down the side of the bowl like a big old anaconda.
I got 15 stories. That's pretty good. All right. Anyway, it's food news time, everybody. Hang tight. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
It's so much better than Get Smart. It's so much better than Get Smart.
Yes, I agree. All right. Number one story. This is a survey that was done by a company called Culinary Visions. 37% of consumers would consider ordering a cannabis-infused menu item at a restaurant. So, John, I ask you, have you ever had any cannabis/pot/weed-infused products?
No, and I wouldn't. I grew up. I don't need that crap anymore. I'm not a big fan of the whole pot thing. I was back in in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that, which is fine. That was commercial, bud. Dude, the stuff's gotten so insane these days where it's kind of like, okay, taking a hit off a joint is like, okay, it's like mescaline. It's so much more powerful now. I don't want any part of it. Because it's gotten stupid. Used to get a bag of commercial bud. It was normal shit. You got stoned. You got high for a little while. Then this shit. You're like on Mars and you jump over to Jupiter and then colors. I don't need that shit. It's gotten crazy, crazy strong, and I'm just not a big fan of it anymore. I want nothing to do with it. I'm being honest. I'm being totally fucking honest because the shit's off the charts. It's off the charts strong these days.
Well, I will agree with you on that. And I had those what do you call those things? The gummy bears that were infused with cheese. It's a different kind of high when you ingest it versus smoking it too.
Right. Well, from when we grew up to now, dude, it's like, good God, man. I mean, this shit, it's dumb. I have tried it a few times of these hybrid things. What, dude? You can't drive. There's no way you can drive on that shit.
I told that story a couple months ago on the show, and I'll never do it again. I actually drove. Jesus, that was worse than being drunk.
Well, I'll tell you, when we got the commercial bud crap, when we got the garbage shit, it's like, okay, I'm doing 20 miles an hour. Yeah, but you're on the turnpike. I can't hurt anybody. I'm doing 20 miles an hour. Yeah, but you're on a fucking highway, you idiot. Now it's kind of like, ooh, wow, ooh, look, a purple elephant is walking across the turnpike. No, I don't need that shit. Sorry.
Well, it was funny. I drove 32 miles home. I think it took me 6 hours to get home. And the whole time I was driving, the way it was looking to me, the road was going straight up for 32 miles. Like
neat.
I was in the mountains. Even though I was
but
driving
hey, but your gas mileage
road.
Is great.
Oh, yeah. I've never – music on the radio – went forever. I mean, I think there were some of the songs that went, they felt like they went 15 or 20 minutes, but I'll never do that again. And, but everything was in
yeah,
slow.
Listen to you went so far as to listen to Free Bird backwards.
Anyway, 36% of those surveyed said they would try it in a restaurant, And even 26% said they would try at a quick service venue, such as like a 7-Eleven or a Wawa. I'm not sure I would go there. Wayne did it, but
no. You want some pot infused Taylor ham? We got pot infused eggs and pot infused English muffins too. We got pot infused Mountain Dew with a pot infused paha, and I'm getting a pot infused cup to drink it out of. You want to try this stuff? It's all pot infused. Did I mention that?
I'll try it.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb, dude.
Okay, moving along. Did you know, I love this story, because, you know, I love to just send little zingers to all my liberal socialist friends, but did you know?
No, not you. Not you.
Yes, me.
But,
you know, I
am an upstanding citizen. I'm not like you.
Yeah, well, I am. I send zingers.
Lies! It's all lies!
Listen to this. California drought is officially over, dude. It's over.
Right.
So if global warming caused it, does that mean that global warming ended it? John?
No. No. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't? Why doesn't it?
No, because that crazy bitch AOC says that it didn't.
Okay. Well,
that woman with the chiclets for front teeth, that the eyes that look like they're plucked from Manson's head and put into a girl's head.
Yeah.
You know, those things. Yeah, that one.
You know what? That is so cool. She does look like she has chiclets for front teeth. I never thought about that.
Dude, she's got
really
like
is.
Five teeth total. She's got these huge fucking teeth. It's like, where is the rest of it? Does the mouth wrap around to the back of her head? I mean, she's got these huge freaking teeth. I'm not lying.
Yeah, yeah.
The next time that thing opens her mouth, she has a hard time closing it. Next time she opens it, look at the size of her fucking teeth. They're huge. They're huge.
Well,
they're huge.
I hate to tell AOC, but according to information I have here, looks like the drought has ended in California, and in Salinas, California, which is the major growing region for lots of our produce throughout the United States, it has rained so much. No, they can't even get the produce into the ground. And according to
it rained so much it drowned the farmers.
Yeah, the Pacific International Marketing noted that plantings have begun, but January and February rains will delay the beginning of spring vegetable harvest.
Dude, you gotta love it. It doesn't rain at all. And, hey, there's gonna be a delay in the produce. It rains. There's gonna be a delay in the produce. You see how this works?
Yeah, I see how this works. And a company called Ocean Mist Farms reported that the rainfall at their farm has over 130% higher than it's ever been recorded.
It's 72 inches an hour. We've had it going over 3 months. I live in a Quinn aquarium. My husband's got a scuba tank.
The whole point of this, you know, people will tell me, they get in arguments with me on Facebook, and of course I like.
I see a lot of them. I actually read all the comments. They're funny as fuck. You're one of the very brave souls who puts himself out there politically. I just sit back like, this is great. This is great reading.
But, you know, they'll say, well, it's climate, it's not weather, and you can't report weather. It has nothing to do with climate. Oh, shut up with your climate and weather.
And then 4.6 billion years ago, we didn't have thermometers. And the earth is flat, and there's no such thing as keys, and dogs are actually, they're angels that came out of a possum's ass. You can't follow this shit, dude. It just, they'll come up with another reason for something. Ugh.
And speaking of greenhouse gases and cow farts, they actually did a study, John, and we have a number now. We actually have an official number. Combined
nice.
U.S. beef cattle production accounts for 3.3% of the U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. So the cows are causing 3.3% of the greenhouse emissions. The rest of
and I got the other 97% out of my own fucking bathroom.
I was going to say I probably do like 1.7 myself.
Yeah. Mine are worse. Mine stink worse than cow farts. Cow farts come out easy because they eat all the grain stuff. I eat some of that Monsanto crap. It makes it smell like Jupiter.
It smells like Jupiter. the whole thing is a bunch of crap. Literally, I mean, it just I don't get it.
It is.
What?
It is. Just yeah. Why are you watching the hockey stick? Play with it. Just go play with the hockey stick. Just hit a puck and go puck yourself.
We're all going to be dead in 12 years, is what she said.
Al Gore said it. I guess this is the afterlife now. Al Gore said we're doomed years ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doomed. We're doomed. So this is the afterlife, folks. We have made it. If you're conscious, you made it to Al Gore's climate apocalypse. You did it.
Yes,
you made it.
He did. He said 12 or 14 years, like 30 years ago, didn't he? Something like
right.
that. 20-something years ago.
First was global cooling, and
yes.
that didn't work in the 70s. Then it became global warming, and that didn't work.
And that didn't work.
So now it's just climate change. So if the temperature changes, we are all right. Good for you. That's good. Did you look that up on your TRS-80? Or did you talk to all the scientists that get paid many dollars in grant money to say what you want them to say? Yes.
And by the way, Antarctica the ice at Antarctica is growing on one side.
It is growing. Yes, it is growing. No, no, it doesn't care. I don't care if you watch the thing with polar bears drowning in the sea. No, they're just swimming because that's what they do. There's no seals that are drowning. No, that doesn't happen. They still club them to death. Yeah, okay. You want to watch them club them? There's plenty of videos on that. It gets really red.
All right. Let's see if we got any calls. Nope. And our guest will be calling in about 3 minutes. That'll give me time.
I figured we would get one climate person calling in because they must hold the torch of the scientists to pronounce that we all die sometime in the future because of climate change. We're all going to die. You're right. We are. Maybe not as soon as you want us to. But we are doomed. Yes, we are doomed from birth.
There is a story. Where am I? I had a story that said something like that about us all. We're eventually all going to die. Where is that story? Damn
we
it.
Are. I mean, we're doomed from birth. You're born to die.
You
otherwise, you're never born.
Here you go. Then you'll like this. Adopting a plant-based eating regimen may result. You ready for this? It may result.
Operative word.
And an 8% lower risk of death from all causes.
From all causes. No, we're not going from salt. No, no, no. We're not going from drinking mercury. No, no, no. We're talking all causes.
Yes.
You can drink a pint of PCBs and there you may be solved.
Look at the worst, Sean. This study is actually done by the American Heart Association. Now, wait till you hear this line. You ready? You thought the other line was good? The study found those that adopted the healthiest plant-based diets had a 10% lower risk of death from all causes. So if you,
yes, but they fart more, therefore increasing the risk of death to the rest of the people. So fuck them.
You're all going to die. We're all going to die. So how can you say you have a 10% less chance of dying of all causes? We're all
going to
die.
Because they can say it and people are going to believe it. It's amazing, isn't it? A 10% less chance of dying. No. Think about that for a minute. What you found the magic pill. Would you like the blue pill or the red pill? Choose wisely. What the fuck? Dude,
Yep, if you eat plants, you have a 10% lower risk of death from all causes. That's such a stupid
thing. Right, from all causes. Old age. If you eat enough vegetables, the vegetables will give you a heart transplant.
I can give you my study. If you eat plants, or you eat beef, or you eat boogers, you have a 100% chance.
I eat my neighbor. Right. If I eat my neighbor.
100% chance of dying.
Everyone's got 100%. As I said before, you're born to die.
Right.
The equation is quite simple. It's a really, really easy equation.
American Heart Association published that. All right.
They got some money coming in. Someone paid them to say that. Whatever.
Yeah. 10%
chance. The people that survive hail, Bob.
All right.
You gotta love the hail Bob people. They cut off their own testicles, Todd, because they thought that the mothership was coming. That's kind of cool.
Speaking of that, I just read an article this morning. Some lit guy dated some woman on Tinder, and they went fish. She was a big fisherman, and so was he. And they were on the boat.
Oh, she was a fisherman or a fisherwoman? Oh, you gender categorized. You're not allowed to gender categorize.
That's a whole nother story. So she hit him over the head with a fire extinguisher, knocked him out. She cut off his testicles and used them for bait to catch fish. On the way back, yes, she supposedly caught a bunch of fish. And on the way back to the marina, somebody saw him laying unconscious in the bottom of the boat. He lived, but she cut off his testicles to go fishing. And you should see the photograph. I'll send this to you later. There's a photograph.
No, please, no. You really don't have. You really don't have to. I don't want Maggie getting any ideas.
No, but I'm just saying, when you see a photograph, she looks like somebody would cut off your testicles. I can't believe the guy even went out with her.
Well, why would you go with anybody on Tinder?
Well, this guy did because he's looking for someone to go fishing.
Yeah, look what happened to him. It's like you wake up in a bathtub without a kidney. It's been a bathtub full of ice.
I think I'd rather be without a kidney than my testicles, though.
You know, yeah. I mean, you can't really replace those. You replace them with somebody else. You know who they are. And things happen. All of a sudden, you're pregnant with something. That's not my kid. Sure, certainly is. Oh, shit.
All right. Our guest, she's got a love coming in and following a testicle story.
She must have been listening to it. It's the best part. No, she's got a good sense of humor.
All right, she's going to be joining us in a second. I'm going to play my favorite song that she sings, and then when we come back, Bridget Purdy will be joining us. She's got a new single that's out. She's going to tell us about her new single and what she's been up to since she was last on the show. So hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
And she really enjoys
being
because she's been here more than once.
Yes, and hold on to your testicles.
Work all day.
singing after that happened, I'm sure. Bridget. Bridget, welcome to the show. This is Bridget.
Oh my goodness. What a bring in. That's a great introduction. That's
awesome. Hi, how are you guys doing?
Oh, did you hear the story before we brought you on?
I'm afraid
you are.
To answer.
You should be.
I'm afraid to answer. I'm afraid to ask. I think I'm just afraid now. What's going on?
All right. You can listen to the replay. There was I'll just give you Reader's Digest version.
Taking the easy road, I see. Oh, big man on campus. Oh my God.
Where have you been, Bridget? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy you're here. So what have you been up to since the last time you were on our wonderful show?
Goodness,
which was, by
gracious.
The way,
I remember about a year ago I was in the car with my kids coming back from the beach the last time we chatted.
Yes, that's right. I remember that episode. Yeah, I'm better with memory than Frank, because Frank's older than me. So hey, you know how it is.
A lot's happened since then. You know, a lot of blessings have been pouring down on me. I released my album, Still I Rise, and it was number 5 within the first couple weeks on the Roots of Music Report and RMR. And then for 2018, it ranked number 25 as the top blues rock albums for 2018.
I don't see a problem here.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and then I just recently won an LA Critics Award for Best New Female Blues Artist and Best Female Produced Album.
Wow, nice, nice. Hey.
Yeah.
See, Bridget, I knew it a long, long time ago. I mean, how long ago did you come on our show? You were just getting back into the blues business because you had other careers. So, see, I knew you were like top notch number one way back then.
Top shelf, baby,
now
top shelf.
The best.
Top shelf.
Top shelf. I like that. You're a top chef blues.
Well, no, I'll tell you what, darling. I mean, you really belt out the voice. I mean, you do. And it comes through as almost like, I mean, it's 100% natural, the belting out of a certain, like, tune. Because the whole thing of you hear a lot of women, like, screaming into a microphone. You ain't screaming. You're belting it out. And there's a big difference. And I appreciate the belting as opposed to the screaming.
Thank you. Well, you know, I am classically trained. I started when I was 13. I was classically trained. So,
oh, nice.
You know, all
okay.
That,
I did,
all
I did
that,
not know that. Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I studied classical just, so, you know. I was trained at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion when I was about, I think, 13, right around there.
Okay.
So you're more
trained to sing from the diaphragm as opposed to belting it out through the throat.
Exactly. But there's little tricks and stuff that, you know,
sure.
Having my bag of tricks that I pull out for certain tones, certain sounds.
Well, if you have a bag
of
tricks, don't bring out the bag during fishing. You'll know why the previous thing, but we're not going to go there.
you guys are funny.
Just on a side note, I met a woman one night, and she was belting from her diaphragm, too. Oh, never mind.
Well, yeah, that went over like a lead balloon there, Frankie boy. That did not do well.
There you have, as we call in shows business, dead silent, dead air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
I wish I had a cricket noise. I need cricket noise. Oh.
Dead air.
All right.
You're not supposed to have dead air in showbiz.
No, you're not.
That's
never.
The reason you're on our show is because you love us so much, but you also have a new single called Blue Collar Woman. And you wanted to come on here, A, so our listeners can hear the new song, and B, kind of give us the inspiration behind this new single.
Well, very blessed, you know, and the things that have happened since we last talked, and I was at this beautiful award show in Hollywood. I live not too far from there, but all the glitz and the glamour, I had about 15 minutes to get dressed and tossed on my dress and did my makeup in the car, and away I went. And this was such a glamorous event. I was sitting one table away from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I was just okay. Try not to freak out because I love Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I decided to go to the bathroom to fix myself and see, okay, how bad do I really look? And I was fixing my makeup and then washed my hands. And as I turned, you know, a little lady handed me the towel to dry my hands. And when she handed me the towel, I thought to myself, how silly are you that, you know, you're here at this event and you get to wear the dress. Why do you get to wear the dress? Why does she get to hand you the towel? And I myself have worked blue collar job before. And I know that my family and my grandparents kind of, you know, they had lots of jobs and they tried to do what they could do to give us a better life. And so it's kind of a tribute. It's a tribute to all those who sacrifice every day in the workforce, two or three jobs, just to make the green, make the dollar. And
well, my wife has two jobs and she's also an EMT, non-paid. So there it is.
And it's still, you know, it's still very prevalent in our society. In order for us to survive, We have a lot of people doing a lot of different jobs. So what I was going to say is this song is not just a tribute to women. I wrote about the blues called Woman because that was the inspiration. But however,
that's cool as
hell. It's really for all, huh?
That's cool as hell. It really is.
Thank you. It's to all of us. It's to all of us who are just working our fingers, you know, and trying to get it all done in a day. And, you know, sometimes we come up short. And when we come up short, it's the blues. And when we get ahead, it's still the blues. Because the blues is about joy. It's about sorrow. It's about real. And it's about truth. It's about truth. It's about life.
God, you're awesome.
I think we should play Blues Collar Woman. And we'll be right back to talk to Bridget a little bit more. Everyone hang tight. This is her new single, Blues Collar Woman.
There it is.
If it'll play. From And there you go, Blues Collar Woman by Bridget Purdy. That's excellent. Fantastic. Love it.
Thank you.
I'm picking up a whole lot of vibe on that one. Now, you were talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire. I see some of them riffs in there. I see some of that, but I also see some George Clinton. I also see some Funkadelic coming into that, too. You got a little bit of play with the funk coming in with the blues. I enjoy that. That's very cool.
Good, yeah. I mean, it's funky, it's gritty, it's sweet and sassy. I mean, it's all the things that I am.
That's a good song. No, honestly, that's cool. That's got a whole lot of stuff going on behind that. You got oh my God, you got funk, you got blues, you got a whole bunch of shit going on. That's good.
That guitar is hot.
That's a talking guitar. It's a talking guitar.
Yes. That's Dave Austin on the guitar, Dave Austin on the bass, Dave Austin on the drums. I collaborated with Dave Austin in writing this song at the Dirt Shack Studio, and that is Drake Shining on keys. So
it's almost like a Mellotron sound. Whoa, 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 whoa! It's got that cool dude. You're taking it back to Funkadelic shit. I swear to God, I'm seeing a lot of George Clinton in that.
So,
I really am.
That's a lot of fun.
If people want to download this, is it available on Spotify? Or is that where they can get it?
Please follow me on Spotify, and you can download it. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all the local places to, wherever you like to grab your music, it's out there. And then also, if you want to hear me live, I'm heading over to Colorado next week. I will be playing at this really neat old opera house called the Dickens Opera House in Colorado.
Very cool.
And then I get back, and then I'll be on the same lineup as the Delphonics. So we go from blues to soul to funk to rock,
That's cool. No, it's very cool. Now, see, personally, I'm like thrash death metal, Viking black metal stuff, but I love to hear good music, and you really belt some out. I'd like that.
Thank you.
Hey, Bridget, one question too. What is your website?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put that on
here.
Yeah, people want
to
find your website.
To tell you
you have to put that out there. Oh yeah.
Okay, it's Bridgitte Purdy Purdy.net.
Okay, so they can find your latest CD/album. They can find the single there. Now this single is not part of that album, right? This is separate from that, correct?
This is separate. This is the first single I'm releasing from my album. My album should be coming out about summertime again, just like last year I released one during summer. So I'm looking forward to my next adventure,
You see, Frank, what she's not saying is that she actually made that song for this show. She didn't tell you that part.
Yeah, that's what it was. Dedicated to Driven Over Blues Radio. Yeah.
I made that song for your show.
You're back. Well, congratulations on all your awards and all the success that you've had. And since we first started talking, I guess it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And we wish you much more success.
I think it was about three. Was it three?
Okay.
About three. I released my first single about 3 years ago.
Like John said, I'm old and I can't remember names, faces, or time. So.
Right. Yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us. Obviously, him quicker. But, hey, whatever. That's just me saying it.
And check out RidgetPurdy.net. And, hey, when you do cut the album, you know where you have to come this summer. Come back here. And
absolutely will. Now, where are you guys located?
Now there's the question of the year.
Where
I'm seeing Tranquility, and he's on the dark side.
I know that.
I'm in Jersey, and he's south of the Manson-Nixon line. So
I'm in Maryland. He's in Jersey. He and I have never met, so we've been doing this radio stuff. Yeah, never met.
Seven and a half years. We've never met.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome.
I love it. And why start now?
I I have no desire to beat him. So you're exactly right. All right. Well,
now I'll tell you what. Just from talking to her, I see a bumper sticker. Don't scream it out. Belt it out.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Now, there's a whole bunch of mix going on with that little bumper sticker right there. You'll get a whole bunch of people happy with that one.
That's funny.
Check out
our
single.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you
kidding me? Thanks for being here. Are you kidding? Oh, come on now.
Come see us again. All right. There you go, guys. That was Bridget Purdy, and I cut her off by mistake. Sorry. But anyway, go check out Spotify.
You really did, didn't you? Oh, son of a bitch.
I'm always trigger happy. I always hit that button too soon. Anyway, check out Spotify, go to the website.
Yeah, you're always trigger happy. Thank God you're not a Branch Davidian.
You know what? That was actually a very deep joke there. That was a sick deep joke too.
Right. I'm good like that. Oh, you don't know me very well. We never met. Oh man. She sounds like a cool chick.
Yeah, she is. She's very nice.
She does. I love the whole idea with the earth, wind, and fire, and then her meeting the lady and the hand her the towel, making it so. But man, there's earth, wind, and fire in that. There's George Clinton and Funkadelic in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on with that one song that I heard. I just might pick up the album just for the hell of it.
Well, I think you should. Just for the hell of it.
I think I will. I think I have to. Yeah, there it is. See, I made my own decision. My wife wouldn't even hear. Oh, that's right. She's upstairs. Hi, Maggie.
If you want to call in, 714-242-5272. We're going to go back to food news because, John, we're going to do this for another half hour. We're not past your bedtime on a Tuesday, are we?
My bedtime? You're older than me, bitch.
I know, but I stay up late. I didn't know if you were
right. Another half an hour, you're asking if it's my bedtime? Obviously, it's yours.
No, I didn't want to mess up.
Backpedal.
All right, moving along with some more food news.
You're pissing me off because you can't show up. You can't even show up to the Hot Sauce Expo because you're going to be somewhere else. Oh, I got something to do, John. Sorry, it's only been 7.5 years. Sorry. Ugh.
I just had an idea. You know what we're going to do? Sometime between now and this summer, I'm coming to New Jersey, and we're going to do. Yeah, yeah. We're going to do.
No. You need a passport, dude.
We're going to do this show from some bar, one of your local hangout bars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Live from Scotty's.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll come up there.
So be it. Oh, I have no problem doing that. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into. Cool.
No, we can do this.
You want to dive into Jersey? You're going to be in the muck and the mire of it. No, this is going to be good. That'll be nice to have a video feed too. We're both in the same place. First time in 7.5 years.
Speaking of that, if there's any smart gurus out there when it comes to video and all that crap that you do online, I need help. I need a lot of help, but I need help on trying to figure out.
He still takes his film rolls to Walmart and Walgreens and all the other CVSs. He's still doing his own pictures.
Photo Matt.
Photo Matt. Could you imagine being a dude working in a photo mat? Honestly, it's like a jail cell.
It is like a jail cell.
Fit a bathroom in a photo mat. Think about that for a minute.
Think of how much we used to use those damn things. Anyway, if there's anybody out there,
I never used a photo mat. I don't even know what a Wawa is because we don't have them here.
If anybody out there knows how to do a live video split screen deal, if you know somebody who knows how to do that crap, have them contact me. I want to figure out how to do it.
We're in the same place.
No, I'm talking
you
about
mean for
so
now.
We can do it. Yeah, New Jersey and Maryland. We do a split screen live video instead of a split screen video.
You mean I can't do it naked anymore?
No.
Shit.
No, you have to work on it.
Here I am. I got my dick in an apple pie, and I can't do this anymore. You know, this ruins the whole show for me.
You know what? Maybe you should, because it would help the ratings, I guess.
This could really help the ratings.
Yep. All right. What I was
in the Navy.
Did you ever go to Chick-fil-A? You said last time we talked 2 months ago.
I've never been to one. No, they opened here, but they're far away.
I thought you were going to go try it out last time we talked. You said I'm going
to
go try it out.
I wanted to. It's on Route 22, but it's in a shitty part of Route 22 where there's fucking stupid ass traffic. 24. It's like they pay people to drive up and down the goddamn road. No, if they're going closer to here, fine.
Well, according to a latest study by Axios and a Harris poll. Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that sounds like a proper one. Axios and Harris.
Chick-fil-A reportedly
has Aesop's Fables and Toys R Us.
Chick-fil-A reportedly has the best reputation in fast food based on this study. Guess who was the worst?
I've heard that from people who've had it. They have the best shit.
Well, guess who
everybody
did.
That I've talked to has been there loves the stuff. They do.
Guess who's got the worst? Guess who's got the worst reputation?
White Castle.
Well, actually, they were number 88 out of 100. McDonald's.
Well, White Castle? Well, what
McDonald's
sucks. They suck.
They didn't have White Castle's not lifted. I only got like the top 20. I didn't get it down to number 100, but McDonald's was they fell all the way down to number 88.
McDonald's sucks. You go into McDonald's, I want a hamburger, meat and bread. I don't need that crap on it. I don't want this solidified cow excrement they call cheese. I don't want that green shit they call a pickle. I don't want any Monsanto crap. I want a piece of meat on a bun, and I got to wait 10 minutes.
You tell that damn story every freaking show. We know you how much you love McDonald's and.
yeah. McDonald's sucks. They suck. Suck.
Chick-fil-A was number one. Starbucks was number two, followed by Yum Brands, Chipotle, and Papa John's. I'm surprised Chipotle was up there.
Chipotle. as long as Jose didn't wipe the lettuce on his ass, we got no E. coli. But yeah, Chipotle. Yeah, let's go.
I can't stand Chipotle. We all know they've had food.
I've never even been in one. I don't like Mexican food. I really don't. If you gotta refry the beans, you didn't get it right the first time.
Right. Well, I'm not going there ever again. But it's in the top five with the best reputation. I just can't believe it.
Remember Chipotle? They're giving out free shit just to get people back in their restaurant. Now I don't know about you. But if all of a sudden my restaurant got a whole bunch of people got sick, come in here, we'll give you free food. That's not a good way to get me into the restaurant.
No, it's not. I'm one of the few people in America who doesn't like Chick-fil-A either. So I guess I'm.
You don't like Chick-fil-A? I've never had it. Like I said, everybody I talk to likes it. They really do.
I don't like that chicken sandwich.
Oh, don't tell me. Are you a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday and you're pissed off they're closed on Sunday?
No, I don't like the chicken sandwich with the pickle, and I don't like the waffle fries. The waffle fries are always limp and greasy. Well, I don't like what's the other one? In-N-Out. I can't stand In-N-Out either. So
In-N-Out sucks. Dude, it's the greasiest shit. And they put it into a bag, an absorbent bag, because it needs it. It's like they give the hamburger a diaper to soak up the juices. It's very
people love it. Of course, I can't eat the burgers anymore, but I cannot stand the place.
In-N-Out sucks. In-N-Out's almost worse than McDonald's. You get served quicker. But the food's worse. So, okay, now which one are you going to go here?
All right, now you're gonna love this story. You're gonna love this story. You're gonna love this story. Many restaurant chains and independents are considering layoffs and the use of artificial intelligence or robot technology due to the push of the $15 an hour legislation for every 10 employees making $10 per hour. It will take 3 to 4 employees away and will be need to be furloughed to meet the same labor budget if each employee is paid $15 per hour.
I love the term furlough. I love the term furlough. It's like it used to mean like prison stuff, and now they've turned it into real life. It's just like the fuck? Really? I've been furloughed. Oh, so you're out, but you have to wear a mask. No. It's just.
I'm telling you, John, they're pushing all this $15 an hour crap.
Oh, no. Every time a politician pushes, every time they say $15 an hour, 4 people lose their jobs. Every time they say it, 4 people lose their jobs. So keep saying it, it's dumb. You're working – we had this discussion. My wife is a trained EMT who is saving your life, gets paid less than $15 an hour. So why should somebody flip a burger and get my fucking order wrong make more than my wife who's saving the person's life from eating it?
Yep. But that's legislation
there it is.
For you. There it is.
Oh, that's stupid government crap bullshit for you. There it is. There it is. Bold-faced. Capital B.
And speaking of that, how do you feel? I'll have to ask you this question first. How do you feel about cage-free eggs?
Cage-free eggs are great because I never saw one run around that needed to be caged. But that's just me. Let them run free. I mean, hey, free-range eggs. Hey, if they got feet, let them run. If they got feet, I ain't eating that shit.
Well, you know that there was legislation that's been pushed through that by the year 2025, all egg producers must offer cage-free eggs. Now,
well, I mean, it's funny. 2020. What by the year 2350, we're all going to have green cars. By the year 2824. We're not going to be around. By the year 2722, we're all going to breathe lavender. By the year 2140, we should all be able to shit ourselves in public. It's so stupid, dude. And so why don't you say what's going to happen now? What's happening now? I don't want to hear about 10 years from now, because 10 years from now, we're all going to forget what you said. That's how politicians work.
Actually, 2025 is only 6 years from now, but companies are going to have to they're going to invest $7 billion to switch to cage-free eggs by 2025, according to a recent
That means they freely fall to the ground. We got rid of the catch system. They're just going to fall down and break, and we're going to scrape them into a bucket. And I'm going to serve you cage-free eggs in a bucket.
Okay.
In a spackle bucket. We're going to sell them by the a 5-gallon spackle bucket full of cage-free eggs. You have to pick out the shell yourself. That's extra. If you want, we can hire somebody for $15 an hour to pick the shell out of the spackle bucket.
Ugh. Obviously, you have a completely different idea what cage-free eggs are, but producers are working to create new housing.
Why do you have a Cajun egg? It's not going anywhere.
New housing for over 300 million eggs laying in.
You laughed. No. You laughed. I'm not wrong. Why would you have to cage an egg? If it moves, kill it.
That's what it's called. It's actually cage-free hens that lay the eggs, but they call it cage-free eggs.
Cage-free. If the egg moves, kill it. It's like Alien. It's gonna open up. It's gonna shove the thing down your throat, and all of a sudden, it's gonna be like you went to Walmart, and blah, it's gonna come out of your chest.
But just think about this. 6 years from now, all these companies have to spend $7 billion to do this. What does that mean is gonna happen to the price of eggs?
Who the fuck knows? Who $7 billion is like one of those numbers they throw out there. Oh, well, we're going to spend this much money. But what's it going to do for everybody? No one knows. No one knows.
No one knows.
Because they throw in a number. It's funny. It used to be $7 million. Now, in 6 months, it'll be $7 trillion. These numbers, they're ubiquitous. They just throw these numbers out like they're just, and they are. They're just numbers. No one freaking knows. And nobody.
Well, the
numbers innocuous. $7 billion. Who cares? I didn't see it on my paycheck.
I know what the point.
And now we got cage-free eggs. You know, and what's your point?
My point is, stupid legislation to make all eggs cage-free is going to cost the industry $7 billion.
Oh.
The industry's not
it's not
going to
cost the industry. It's going to cost the taxpayer. No. It doesn't cost the industry. It's going to cost the taxpayer $7 billion. But that's just a drop in the bucket. Let's put a shrimp on a treadmill. Well, let's see how fast a snake can fart. I mean, it's the government spending stuff.
People actually care about this stuff, though. Right? That's what I just amazes me.
They do. And they're focused on it because everything's about Trump sucking. And so anything anybody does is because Trump sucks. And... But whatever, it doesn't matter. It you can say $7 quintillion because Trump sucks. It doesn't matter what it is. Trump sucks.
Moving along. Yeah. Speaking of eggs, a company called Nelly's Free Range Eggs and their parent company called Pete and Jerry's Organics face a class action lawsuit that accuses the Nelly's brand of mistreating their hens and misrepresenting its product as free-range chickens. The plaintiffs argue that Nelly's farms, with their 20,000 hens, are housed together in a single shed and provide just 1.2 square feet of floor space per chicken. Nelly disputes the accusation and says it follows all certified humane free-range standards that have been set up by the New York
State. These are socialist chickens. They'll learn to deal with what they've been dealt.
These people are actually being sued because they only get 1.2 square feet per chicken. Have you ever been in a chicken house, John?
And they should be given 1.3?
I guess. Maybe that's the deal. Have you ever been in a chicken house?
That probably is the deal because everyone's stupid now.
I have been in a chicken house, and I've seen 40,000 chickens running on the floor. And what's amazing is you'll have this giant, giant building, and when you walk into the chicken house, all 40,000 chickens will huddle up in the corner, and you've got three-quarters of the building is empty. So what's the big deal about the 1.2 square feet per chicken? Because they all crowd together anyway.
Because
that's
they're trying to because they're trying to equate it. If a human had that much space, they'd be uncomfortable. A chicken don't give a shit.
No, they don't. That's
the whole step they're missing. A chicken. If you're born in a factory. Think of the Matrix. You're born in a factory, and you're here, and bam, you're slammed together with a whole bunch of people that exist just like you, and all of a sudden, whammo, you're throwing down chutes, and whammo, your buddy, you're all the same. It's like Soylent Green. They're boop, 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 boop. You're all into the same fucking place. They don't know any different from 1.1 square feet to 1.2 square feet. That means they can stretch their leg on a Tuesday 2 inches further. And
they're actually suing these people on behalf of the chickens.
Because
they just,
people want free money. Free money is always good.
Okay, moving along. 7-Eleven. When's the last time you've been? When I say 7-Eleven, what do you think of?
Oh, you cannot have the last hot dog on the roller. No. Oh, no.
Same here. Well, 7-Eleven plans to open 6 test stores across the United States to redevelop their brand and have more ideas. Its first new concept store.
And have more ideas. That's awesome.
And it features a Laredo Taco Company restaurant, a cafe serving coffee and drinks, made-to-order smoothies and shakes, and a bar with wine and craft beer on tap. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We must have the bar. Oh, yes. People come and get drunk. They buy more hot dogs. Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? Seriously?
No, we don't have
Wawa's. We got 7-Elevens. We got 7-Elevens. And we got some Krausers that are dying out. We've got like 2 of them left in the state, whatever. But we don't have all this other stuff. We got 7-Elevens. And it's,
well,
oh, my goodness. Oh, no. the whole idea that you got this guy who hates the idea of eating beef selling it, it's kind of like it's creepy.
Well, they're trying to change their image, so they got new concepts.
Yeah, you put a bar in any. I want a bar in Walmart. Could you imagine?
Oh, that would be.
Could
great.
You fucking imagine?
That would be.
Honestly.
Great.
Oh, and have a catwalk, so you could look down upon the minions. They're rummaging through the bullshit on the first floor. Oh my God! And have like still cameras, have roaming, have drones following them around. It's like you pay like $5 for 10 minutes, and you get a drone that can follow some like way overweight. That's like you should not be wearing spandex because then even that'll explode. We're pushing maximum density. Watching what she does in her Walmart Indianapolis 500 cart.
It would be absolutely amazing. I think that would be an amazing idea. All right, moving along. Another study. You ready? 75% of children ages 5 to 11 have 2 to 3 snacks per day. 2 or 3 snacks per day, according to a survey conducted on behalf of Stonyfield Organic. Okay. Listen to him.
And we know exactly what they're eating. We know down to the milligram what they are eating, because if they go further, they will not be healthy people. No. We know exactly what they're eating.
Now, Stonyfield Organic, remember, did this study. According to their study, this is where I laugh, 65% of the kids either love or at least like healthy snacks. Bullshit.
If that's the only thing they give him during the day, if you give a prisoner 1 Slim Jim a week, he's going to love Slim Jims.
But here's my favorite part of the study. When they asked children what they thought, majority of the 5 to 11-year-olds said they should have the power to choose their own snacks without any help or direction from an adult.
Good. And this is, we call this parenting 101. You fucked up.
Yep. The 5 to 11-year-olds say 65. I mean, what's
a 5-year-old telling me he's going to be in charge of his diet? What?
Yeah.
Somebody dropped a fucking ball. Who shit the pot and didn't and forgot to stand up? Somebody fucked up here, because a 5-year-old is not telling me what he wants to eat. He can tell me,
65%.
It ain't going to happen.
65% of them think they should.
Oh my God, that should send shockwaves down everyone's spine. Like, what the shit? Really? Okay, that's fine. Oh, so okay, if you 5-year-old, stay on that diet, and by the age 11, you'll be a Walmart special.
Well, think about this, John. I believe that's so true about our world in America today. This is why we have people like AOC, who's in Congress, because she was one of those snotty-nosed 5 to 11-year-old kids who thought they need to be able to decide what's next they want.
Well,
to
the funny thing is she plays the poverty thing, dude. Look at her upbringing. She was not hurting.
No.
She was not hurting ever. Now there was our previous president thing.
Interesting story. Scientists in North Carolina and Mississippi are working on an experiment to see if they can grow soft shell crabs in farm ponds. The NOAA is funding a 3-year project.
NOAA, that says National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. Oh, I said that with a straight face. Look at that.
You did it. That was very good. They've got a grant for $340,000. They're going to monitor the cost and how long it takes to raise crabs in a farm pond atmosphere. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, we're having problems with crabs.
We already got crawdads. Why not make them bigger?
Do they have farm-raised crawdads? I guess they do.
Crawdads aren't – they're not necessarily saltwater. Crayfish or whatever you want to call them, mud bugs, all that shit. No, we got crayfish here in Jersey in the streams and stuff like that. We call them crayfish here, but whatever. we got crayfish here in the streams, rather. And they're not huge, but they don't need to be. They're crayfish. It's crawdad or mud bug.
Yeah, we call them crawdads down here.
A crawdad, mud bug, whatever. It depends how far south you go.
All right. Last story. USDA USDA and the FDA are jointly overseeing the production of lab-grown meat products. Under the agreement.
Here. Oh, Monsanto, Monsanto, show me the way.
Under the agreement, the FDA.
Here come.
Will oversee cell collection, cell banks, and cell growth and differentiation, while the USDA will oversee the production and labeling of human food products derived from these cells of livestock and poultry. So we are going there. Now the government's getting involved.
We are, slowly but surely. And this is a scary – I said this years ago. This is a scary road to go down. You're growing meat. What's the next? Growing your own human.
Well, we're doing that too, I guess. Yeah, we're doing.
We kind of are.
Yeah, we are.
We kind of are. But
all right.
It's going to get a lot grosser. It's going to get a lot grosser before it gets better.
Oh, wait a minute. There's one other story. I forgot. I skipped over.
Oh, God. Oh, here he goes. Always saving the best for last. Yep.
No, low-carb diets could cause AFib, according to the American College of Cardiology. A study by scientists from health institutions in China found that participants in a low-carb group were 18% more likely to have the condition compared to a moderate-carb group at 16%. Oh, big deal. 18% versus 16%. But anyway, the analyst found...
How many millions of dollars are spent on this?
God knows. The analyst found low-carb diets were associated with increased risk of AFib, regardless of the type of protein or fat that was eaten. You know, everything's going to kill you, John. Something's going to kill you, right? We did not have a straw story. I didn't see any straw.
It doesn't matter.
Stories.
I still put paja in it. I had to put the paja in there. I had to do it.
You had to do it. All right. Well, we're done. So thank you for
I got the rap version. See that? Wasn't that awesome?
Yeah. That was awesome. Thank you for joining us tonight. We will not be here next week unless we do a show next weekend, which is debatable. And we are not going to have a scheduled show. So you just have to watch
on
Facebook. We've gone rogue. Basically, we'll do this show whenever we want to, whenever we feel like it. We have no
schedule. Well, I mean, life happens. No, you put it that way. But life happens, and we both got busy. and things will settle down. They always do. And I mean, we're doing this crazy shit for over 7 years now. And hey, shit happens. Get used to it. We'll be back to normal. Get over it.
And on that note, I'm pretty much done. By the way, if you need any labels, like the cool labels that John has on DEF CON sausage,
yeah,
now, you can come
I'll tell you
me.
What. People are loving them.
They are good looking labels, let me tell you.
They really
are.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
They're most of
my wife,
but I'm not going to say that. No, I will never say that again. You heard it here once.
All right. You can close out the show because I'm done.
All right, folks. Say thanks for listening. Miss Purdy, you're welcome back anytime you want to come. That being said, hey, we'll see you guys next whenever. Ha, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good night, folks.
All right, later.
Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respectless. Let's go! I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Since 2006, me and Dirt Ball were rocking this outlaw shit. In 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandit. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight at your dome. You're the type of kid that should've just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest is history. Outlaw, motherfucker,
I'm a whiskey drinking S.O.B. If you don't like that, then you won't. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1%. On the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. Hate three knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representer. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud digging, frog gigging, blue collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, cause I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like